ഹലോ ചിൽഡ്രൻ, വെൽക്കം യു ടു റുഹുനു ഗുരു ഗിദര എഡ്യൂക്കേഷൻ പ്രോഗ്രാം. ഐ ആം വാസന നദീഷാണി ഫ്രോം റീജിയണൽ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് സപ്പോർട്ട് സെൻറ്റർ ടെങ്കോൾ. ടുഡേ ഐ ആം ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡിസ്കസ് എ റൈറ്റിംഗ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ വിത്ത് യു. ഡിസ്ക്രൈബിംഗ് ഗ്രാഫ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ആൻ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ടോപ്പിക് സീൻസ് യു ക്യാൻ ഹാവ് 10 മാർക്സ് ഫോർ ദിസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഇൻ യുവർ ടേം ടെസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് GCE O-level paper. If you practice writing, it's not difficult to get marks because the answers have similar format. Please take the task sheet and look at the given phrases. First is bar graph or bar chart. Both have a similar idea and you can see a bar graph just below. It has two axes, horizontal and vertical. Next, pie chart. There is a pie chart in test 1 of your task sheet. Please look at it. Vertical axis. It means the axis which shows the number of students, and horizontal axis shows the subjects such as English, maths and so on. The most popular and the least popular. They give opposite ideas. More popular and less popular are used when comparing items. Majority is the highest number and the minority is the least number. The highest percentage and the lowest percentage are again having the contrasting ideas, and some graph give the results as a percentage. Equal means all the time in charts give two items which are equal to each other. In the given bar graph, English and history have an equal number of students. So, dear students, your question can be a bar graph, either it can be a single entry or double entry, a pie chart, a table or a Venn diagram. Now, shall we move to the bar graph? Please read the given instruction with me. Shall we? Study the bar graph given below on the subjects preferred by grade 11 students of Tangal Central College and answer the question. Here, the vertical axis shows the number of students and it goes up to 120. The horizontal axis shows the subject. They are English, Maths, Science, Sinhala and History. Now, look at the first question. How many students like Sinhala? Shall we read again? How many students like Sinhala? What is the answer? The answer is 70. The answer is 70. Question number 2. What is the most favorite subject? What is the most favorite subject? Maths. Why do you say so? Because 100 students, the highest number of students like maths. The answer is maths. Number 3. What is the least favorite subject? Again, what is the least favorite subject? Science. Because only 60 students like science. because only 60 students like science. Question number 4. What are the subjects preferred by an equal number of students? Again, what are the subjects preferred by an equal number of students? As we discussed earlier, for both English and science have same number of students, for each 70 students. Therefore, the answer for question number 4 is English and science. Therefore, the answer for question number 4 is English and science. Question number 5. Which is less favorite? Science or Sinhala? Which is less favorite? Science or Sinhala? 60 students like science, 90 students like Sinhala. So, less favorite is science. So, less favorite is science. You have answered some questions based on a bar graph. But for the question number 14 of your term test paper or the O-level paper, you have to write a description based on the data given in a chart. Don't forget to insert words the question has asked to include. Even in this question, there are some words to help you. For example, higher than, lower than, the most preferred. So, dear student, shall we read the given model answer? Model answer. The above bar graph shows the subjects preferred by grade 10 students of Tangal Central College. The horizontal axis shows the subject and they are English, Maths, Science, Sinhala and History. The vertical axis shows the number of students. The first paragraph, it should be an introduction and you can take some lines from the question itself. We'll move to next paragraph. The most number of students like maths and it is 100. The least number of students like science and it is 60. An equal number of students like history and English, which is 70 in number for each. 90 students like Sinhala, which is higher than history and English. Here, you will see that the words which were asked to use in the description have been used. As well, remember that the second paragraph is the body of the description, which contain information about the graph. Shall we move to the last paragraph? According to the above paragraph, the most preferred subject of students is maths, while the least preferred subject is science. That is the last paragraph. So, dear students, you can see that it is a summary on the graph. Now, read the test 1 of your worksheet. The following chart shows the percentage of students using different modes of transport to come to the school. Study the chart and write a description about it. use about 100 words. The following words will help you. Most, highest, lowest, equal, higher, lower. So, how do you start the first paragraph? As I told you earlier, you can change the question and write. The following. Instead of it, you can write the above. Then start the line. The above chart shows the percentage of students using different modes of transport to come to the school. Thereafter, write the different modes also in the same paragraph. What are the modes? School van, on foot, motorbike, car, and bus. Once again, I want to pay your attention to the way the data has given. Here the data has presented as percentage. Totally different from the previous question. Shall we move to the second paragraph? What should write there? You have to use the given words. What are they? Most, highest, lowest, equal, higher, lower, while describing the chart. You can write the most number of students, which is 45%, come to school by school van. 30% of students come to school by bus. And it is lower than school van. An equal number of students come to the school by motorbike and on foot, which is 10%. The lowest number of students come to the school by car and it is only 5%. The final paragraph is a conclusion about the pie chart. Test 2. Test 2 is a table. Shall we read the question? The following table tells where 40 students in your class like to visit during the vacation. Write a description based on the information given in the table. Use about 100 words. The following words will help you. Most, least, equal, higher than, lower than. I will repeat the question again. The following table tells where 40 students in your class like to visit during the vacation. Write a description based on the information given in the table. Use about 100 words. The following words will help you. Most, least, equal, higher than, lower than. So, dear students, you can form the first paragraph by changing few words. Shall we try? The following. What do you write here instead of following? Yes, above. So, once again, the above table tells where 40 students in my class like to visit during the vacation. I will read the line once again. The above table tells where 40 students in my class like to visit during the vacation. Now, write the places. What are the places? Nuwara Eliya, Sigiriya, Anuradhapura, Gol, and Kandy. What are the places? Nuwara Eliya, Sigiriya, Anuradhapura, Gol, and Kandy. That is the end of the first paragraph. Shall we move to the second paragraph? You can write that the most of the students like to visit Kandy. The most of the students like to visit Kandy. And 14 students like it. And 14 students like it. 10 students like to visit Nuwara Eliya and it is lower than Kandy. 10 students like to visit Nuwara Eliya and it is lower than Kandy. An equal number of students like to visit Sigiriya and Anuradhapura, which is 5. An equal number of students like to visit Sigiriya and Anuradhapura, which is 5. The least number of students like to visit Gol, which is 3. The least number of students like to visit Gol, which is 3. As the final paragraph, you have to write the conclusion. Now, let us move to test 3. There, you will find a double entry bar graph. In test 3, you will find a double entry bar graph. Read the question and form the first paragraph. You can read the question and form the first paragraph. So, what is the first paragraph of your answer? The above bar graph shows the favorite fruits of the students in Dhammananda College. The above bar graph shows the favorite fruits of the students in Dhammananda College. Fruits are papaya, grapes, banana, and orange. Fruits are papaya, grapes, banana, and orange. Dear students, here you will see another key for girls and boys. That is why it has become a double entry bar graph. What can you write in this second paragraph? You can write 35 boys and 30 girls like banana. You can write 35 boys and 30 girls like banana. 30 boys and 10 girls like orange. 30 boys and 10 girls like orange. Likewise, describe the other two fruits also. As the final question, you can see a Venn diagram. As the final question, you can see a Venn diagram. Read the question. Study the following set diagram, Venn diagram, carefully. Describe it using the given information. This is a survey which was done on the favorite novels of the students in grade 9. Use about 100 words. You may use these words: majority, minority, many, a few, more than, less than, equal. So, dear students, how do you start the first paragraph? The above Venn diagram shows the favorite novels of grade 9 students. The above Venn diagram shows the favorite novels of grade 9 students. The novels are Madoldoor, Harry Potter, and Oliver Twist. The novels are Madoldoor, Harry Potter, and Oliver Twist. In the second paragraph, you can write, majority of students like Harry Potter and it is 10. I will repeat again. In the second paragraph, you can write, majority of students like Harry Potter and it is 10. 8 students like to read Oliver Twist. 8 students like to read Oliver Twist. 9 students like Madoldoor and it is more than Oliver Twist. 9 students like Madoldoor and it is more than Oliver Twist. 4 students like Madoldoor and Harry Potter. 4 students like both Madoldoor and Harry Potter. In that way, describe the data and you can say 6 students like all 3 novels. You can say 6 students like all 3 novels. My dear students, I hope you could understand how to build up a paragraph for describing graphs. Here, you will get marks for the content, language, organization, and mechanics. I believe now you are competent to describe a graph. How did we form the first paragraph? Yes, try to form it with the help of the question itself. What did you write in the second paragraph? All the data should discuss with the use of given words. Can you remember that? The last paragraph is the conclusion or the summary. Hope you will answer this question well and try to receive full marks. Best of luck.